Hare Krishna. So we're reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita today. Madhya Leela, Chapter 1, Text 45 to 48. The chapter is entitled Latter or Later Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. So the first few verses does not have a purport. Text 48 has a purport, but I'll begin by reciting the first few verses myself. So text 45. So it's Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami speaking, and he's saying, thus Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and the nephew Srila Jiva Goswami, as well as practically all their family members, lived in Vrindavan and published important books on devotional service. So this is the last verse to the prelude of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in this chapter. And then we're going on to slightly different subject, how devotees headed by Advaita Acharya comes to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, and they come regularly to meet him. It's interesting. In the Bengali it says, Goshti Shaite Koila Vrindavanavas. So with the family members, these old family members, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and their nephew, their family members, they all resided in Vrindavan, and they published important books on devotional practice, devotional culture, like this. Srila Prabhupada says, as well as practically all their family members. So we definitely know of these three personalities, but we don't know so much about the other family members. There's no information. There may have been other family members, but these are the prominent personalities that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentioned, that who are in Vrindavan and compiled and published devotional literatures. Also, Anupam, the father of Jiva Goswami, could have not been there because Jiva Goswami came to Vrindavan after passing away of Anupam. So Jiva Goswami was in his early 20s, possibly mid-20s, when he came to Vrindavan and joined his uncles. Like that. So also Anupam also wasn't there. His father, Jiva Goswami's father. Text 46. The first year after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order of life, all the devotees headed by Sri Advaita Prabhu went to see Lord at Jagannath Puri. So Niladri is translated as Jagannath Puri, right? Sometimes Jagannath Puri is also referred to as Nilachal, okay? Niladri refers to the greenish-bluish mountain or a hill, right? So originally, that's where Jagannath Puri was located. But over time, the mountain disappeared, this hill disappeared, right? So that's Niladri, that's referred to as Niladri or Nilachal. Achal means place, right? Greenish, bluish place, like that. Okay. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada has translated it as Jagannath Puri, Niladri as Jagannath Puri, place of Lord Jagannath. Text 47. After attending the Rath Yatra ceremony at Jagannath Puri, let me read the Bengali first. Rathyatra dekhi tahan rahila chari mas Prabhu sange nritya gita parama ulash. After attending the Rathyatra ceremony at Jagannath Puri, all the devotees remained there for 4 months, greatly enjoying the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by performing kirtan, chanting and dancing. Prabhu Sange Nritya Gita Paramaulas. So in the association of the of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they sang and danced, and in this way, they are experiencing pleasure. That's why also in the word for word, Prabhupada kind of translate that, but in the full translation, enjoying the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by performing kirtan. So maybe Srila Prabhupada is indicating to us, if we want to actually enjoy the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we want to experience the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Gauranga, who we are seeing every day as we're taking darshan, then maybe Srila Prabhupada is indicating we should perform kirtan, we should chant and dance. Text 48, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Aravinda. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation first. At the time of departure, the Lord requested all the devotees, please come here every year to see the Rath Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath's journey to the Gundicha temple. Purport. There is a temple named Gundicha at Sundarachal. Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra are pulled in their three cars from the temple in Puri to the Gundicha temple in Sundarachal. In Orissa, this Rath Yatra festival is known as Jagannath's journey to Gundicha, whereas others speak of it as the Rath Yatra festival. The residents of Orissa refer to it as Gundicha Yatra. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Satarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Siva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So in today's class, we'll discuss something from the verse and the purport, and also just get an idea of what's happening here in the verses that we read in this particular chapter. And then at the end, near the end, we'll speak something about Purushottam Das Thakur. Today is the appearance of Purushottam Das Thakur. Okay? So, in the first few chapters, and specifically this chapter of Madhya Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving us a taster, right? Whetting our appetite. He's trying to whet the appetite of the hearer, of the reader. And he's giving a synopsis of the pastimes that are going to come in the Madhya Leela and also Antya Leela, like that, which he's going to describe in detail, especially those pastimes which Vrindavan Das Thakur has not described in detail, like that. The pastimes that Vrindavan Das Thakur has described in detail, he will just give a summary of those pastimes. Therefore, in the prelude we hear that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, while he's offering his respects, his pranams, his obeisance on to Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says that I am just chewing the food that has been eaten by Vrindavan Das Thakur. By his permission, I am accepting the food that has been taken by him. You know, like that. So I'll be giving a summary of the pastimes he's described in detail. Right? Many pastimes he's described in detail. But the things he has not described in detail, by his permission, I will try to elaborate on them. Like that. So this is in the prelude, within the first 45 verses. Also in the prelude, Krishnadas Kavijaj Goswami offers his obeisances onto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva, his associates. He also gives the division of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Adilila, Madhya Leela and the Antya Leela. In the Adilila, we just heard, we completed the Adilila just recently, and we just heard the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he's at home, from his appearance to the age of 24, when he takes sannyas. Madhya Leela compromises mainly of his travels, right, the 6 years after his sannyas, right, and his various attempts to go to Vrindavan. So we hear of that in Madhya Leela. And then Antya Leela speaks about his latter pastimes, his concluding pastimes, right? The last 18 years. So the first 6 years, Antya Leela describes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enunciating love of God, specifically by hearing and chanting. Specifically by hearing and chanting. And he's encouraging his devotees to hear, chant, and dance. You want to develop love of God? Hear, chant, and dance. Like this. And then we have in the Antya Leela, the last 12 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he relishes the mood of the gopis. Right? And that mood is the separation from Krishna. So these are the last 12 years in the Antya Leela. So in this way, in the prelude, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives us an idea of this is what Chaitanya Charitamrita is about. These are the divisions of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he concludes the prelude by glorifying the preaching activities of Lord Nityananda and the Goswami specifically, Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki. So the text 45 that we were just hearing about, this is the concluding verse on the prelude. And here, this verse and the last few verses of prelude, Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying the preaching activities of Nityananda Prabhu and the Goswami, specifically Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and Jiva Goswami, and especially the publishing works, the books that these personalities have produced. Like that. And this verse is from 46, right, all the way to 90, we're hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy, right, in the mood of gopis. Right, or his absorption in the mood of the gopis, feeling separation from Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the remaining verses of the chapter gives a synopsis of Madhya Leela and Antya Leela. Remember, we are talking about to give us an idea, give us a taster, to whet our appetite, right, of the pastime he's going to give in detail. Right, as we go deeper into the Madhya Leela, we go through the 25 chapters, the remaining chapters of Madhya Leela and Antya Leela, like that. Okay. So, in terms of being absorbed, right, in the mood of the gopis who are experiencing separation from Krishna, we start to hear, right, about the pastimes of Jagannath Puri, right, and how these personalities, his associates are coming, feeling separation from him. They're coming to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like that. He is absorbed in separation of the gopis, right? And the devotees, headed up by Advaita Acharya, right? They're feeling separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? So they come to visit Jagannath Puri immediately after he takes sannyas, 1 year after his sannyas, like this. So here we're hearing about them visiting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right, coming to Jagannath Puri. And then this particular verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is requesting them to come every year. He's requesting them to come every year. To see who? Lord Jagannath. That's a very interesting point, is it not? That's a very interesting point. Don't come to see me every year. Right? You come every year to see Lord Jagannath. Right? And specifically, this journey, right? Lord Jagannath's journey to the Gundicha temple. Very interesting. Right? We say, whenever we're concluding our conversation, right, our interaction, right, with the opposite party, we say, see you later. Right? See you later. Yeah? Or you come and see me later, or I will see you later. Sometimes that gets shortened, right? In, you know, in the kind of like the, because we're making advancement, right? Technological advancement, advancement in terms of language and so on. So that even gets shorter later on. Right? Right, I remember as I was growing up, it wasn't even later on, it was later. Later, that's how the conversation concluded. That's how the interaction concluded. Right, or we say goodbye. Right, goodbye. Do we even know what that means? Right, we say all of these terms. Right, hello, goodbye, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Do we even know what it means? Right? Or are we just saying it? Do we even mean it? Do we even mean what we say? Or are we just going along with the flow? Right? Those cattle that cross the river, right? They're seeing the first set of cattle going into the river, and the alligators, the crocodiles are snapping at them. The other cattle that are following behind, they also continue to go in the river without questioning what's happening here. I'm going to die. Right in front of them, right, the other cattle are being snapped at, and they're still trying to attempt to cross the river. They're still attempting to cross the river like this. Is this our condition? Are we continuing our lives mechanically, right? Are we going along with the flow? Are we mechanical in our devotional service, right? Are we mechanical in our devotional service? So I was looking up this term, goodbye, right? Interesting. I was looking up this term, goodbye. And synonym for this word is all good wishes. And in fact, if you kind of go further into the root of this word, goodbye, it actually means, God be with you. Let God be with you. And this is the original meaning of goodbye. So Hajj has had a spiritual connotation. But we're making so much advancement, right? We're actually going places as we're progressing, right, into the 21st century. Yeah. So here, similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, let God be with you. You come and see God. Don't come and see me. Why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that? Because he's in the mood of a devotee. He's in the mood of a devotee. Apani achari bhakti bhava angikare apani karimu bhakti sikhamu sabare. So he himself says, right, that I come into this world taking on the mood of the devotee, and I will teach the devotees how to engage in devotional service by practicing devotional service myself. By practicing devotional service myself, I will teach the devotees how to become a devotee. You know, like that. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us, right? What should be the exchanges between devotees? Don't come and see me, or I will come and see you. Right? Come and see Lord Jagannath. Come to the temple to see Radha Gokula Nanda. I will come to your home to see your deities. Right? So, come and see Radha Gokula Nanda. Come and see Lord Jagannath. Come and take darshan of Lord Jagannath, and specifically his journey to Gundija temple. Like that. Also, it's interesting, we talk of good morning, good afternoon, goodbye, and so on. Another interesting thing we say is, how are you? As if like we really mean it. How are you? How are you doing? Right? How are you? How are you doing? If you mean it, are you ready when the Vaishnava says, I'm going through a difficulty, can you help me? Vaishnava doesn't generally reply back. Do you know why? Because they have sensed that when you say, how are you? You don't actually mean it from your heart. So they will just say, what will they respond? I'm fine. Everything's okay. I'm going on. Things are going on. Right? So, empty words. Right? Empty words. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his words are full of substance. Devotee's words should be of substance. Come and see Lord Jagannath. Come specifically to see Jagannath's journey to Gundija temple. Like this. Okay. There's some interesting point that Srila Prabhupada makes. I don't know if you caught it. Right, it's a very subtle point that Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport. It's a short purport, so we can kind of hear the purport again. Right? Some of you are probably also sleeping anyway in the first time, right, when you read it. So let's see if you can catch the subtle point. Okay? There is a temple named Gundicha at Sundarachal. Sundarachal, right? This is not the point, but I'll just, as we're going through the purport, there are some other interesting points also. I'll kind of bring those out, and then we'll look at that subtle point that Prabhupada makes. Okay? So there is a temple named Gundicha at Sundarachal. Neelachal, Sundarachal. Neelachal is Jagannath Puri, sometimes, or temple of Lord Jagannath, sometimes also referred to as Sri Mandir. And then we have temple at Sundarachal. Right? Sundar, a place of beauty. Sundara means beauty. Achala, a place. Right? A place of beauty. Where there are beautiful gardens. Right? So this is Gundicha. Gundicha temple. Right? This temple is of Queen of Indijumna. Right? She was named Gundicha. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada is saying there is a temple named Gundicha at Sundarachal, which is about 2 miles, 1.9 miles away from the Jagannath temple, from Neelachal. Okay? Srila Prabhupada is continuing, Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra are pulled in their three carts, or cars, from the temple in Puri to the Gundija temple in Sundarachal. In Orissa, this Rath Yatra festival is known as Jagannath's journey to Gundija, whereas others speak of it as Rath Yatra festival. The residents of Orissa refer to it as Gundija Yatra. Did you catch the subtle point? That's there in the purport. The residents of Orissa refer to this journey of Lord Jagannath from Jagannath temple to the Gundija temple as Gundija Yatra, whereas others refer to it as Jagannath Rath Yatra. Devotees refer to it as Gundija Yatra. Others refer to it as Jagannath Rath Yatra. Okay? For us to understand the subtlety, we have to look at the word yatra. We have to look at the word yatra. So yatra has many different meanings. Specifically in connection with Jagannath Rath Yatra, right, is speaking about a festival. Festival. Yatra means festival. Right? So we say festival of chariots. Right? Do we not say that? Festival of chariots. But here, also Gundija Yatra is there as well. Right? So yatra can also mean procession or journey. And of course, we're also familiar with the term London Yatra, English Yatra, right? Indian Yatra, right? We hear of that. So then another meaning of Yatra is means or ways or practices. So practices of the London Yatra, they may be somewhat strange to the practices of Indian Yatra, like that. Or the people of the London Yatra may be somewhat strange compared to the Indian Yatra, the people of the Indian Yatra, like that. So in this way, Yatra has many different meanings, like that. So specifically in connection with Jagannath Rath Yatra, it means the festival. For the people in general, it's the festival of chariots. People are interested in festival. Having a good time, right? Singing, dancing, prasadam, like that. They're interested in a festival. So for them is Jagannath Rath Yatra. For the devotees, for the local people, it's Gundija Yatra. Right? Jagannath's journey to Sundarachal. To Gundija, like that. Okay? So to the devotees, this is more important. This is more important. Of course, in this festival, someone taking part in this festival, taking darshan of Lord Jagannath, partaking in the singing, dancing, and the prasadam, right? One is a recipient of grace of Lord Jagannath. Right? And it can be the cause of one taking up to devotional service very seriously and ultimately going back to Godhead, right? Attaining Lord Jagannath, right? Like this. But there are many deities that go on yatra, right? Procession. And these deities also give mercy, and persons also get the opportunity to go back to Godhead by participating, right, in this procession. Yes? Many deities give darshan like this. Like, for example, in Mayapur, every Saturday evening, there is the Radha Madhav Yatra. Right? Radha Madhav is taken on an elephant, and they go around, right? Different parts of Mayapur temple, you know, like this. So partaking in that festival, right, there is immense benefit. And just that glance of the Lord, glancing his glance upon us, our glance upon him, this can bring about, this can ignite the fire of devotional service in one and ultimately bring one to pure devotional service. Okay? So, even partaking in Jagannath Rath Yatra, there is immense benefit, immense gain, you know, like that. But devotees are interested in assisting the gopis, right? Devotees are interested in bringing Jagannath in their life, right? By their endeavors, right? Devotees are interested in very much invoking that special mercy of Lord Jagannath, right? That invoking that special mercy of the gopis, of the devotees, like that. So devotees are interested in Gundicha Yatra. Yeah. Before we speak about Gundicha Yatra, it is important to understand the form of Lord Jagannath. There are many things mystical and interesting and astonishing, right, in the practice of devotional service. Right, and in the pastimes of the Lord. One of the most astonishing things is the form of Lord Jagannath. Right? So how is it that, you know, the Lord, you know, is kind of, has this form? What is this form? Right? How did this form come about? Is this Krishna? Because Krishna we see carrying a flute, you know, like that. He has this three bending form. Yes. So, is this Krishna? And how is this Krishna? How is this the very same Krishna? How is Lord Jagannath non-different from Krishna? You know, like that. So, let us try to understand that a little bit and then we can go on to speaking about the importance of Gundicha Yatra. Okay. So, it is said that Lord Krishna, while he is in Dwarka and he's attended by millions and thousands, right, of his servants, and specifically the queens, 16,108 queens, all his needs are being taken care of, right? He's being served so nicely and perfectly, right, by residents of Dwarka, headed up by the queens, and specifically the chief of the queens, Rukmini. There's nothing lacking. There's nothing lacking. But even while he's being served like that, the Supreme Lord, sometimes there are times where it seems like he's not quite there. He seems absent-minded. He seems that his attention is somewhere else. He's thinking of something else, someone else, like this. Certain times in the middle of the night, he wakes up. Right? He wakes up in a cold sweat, and he's calling out, Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. He's calling out, Radha, Radha, Radha. Right? He's calling out, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Like this. So then, all the queens are wondering, the residents of Dwarka are wondering, what's going on here? We're giving our best to serve the Lord. Are we missing something? And what is this Gopi? What is this Radhe? What is this Vrindavan? So, then they approached Rohini because Rohini was there, right, when Krishna was growing up in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan, they thought, okay, Rohini, she's from Vrindavan. So what exactly happened in Vrindavan? Right, why is it that Krishna is waking up middle of the night in a cold sweat and calling out for Vrindavan, calling out for this person. What exactly happened? Right. So then they request Rohini, right, to describe Krishna's pastimes, right, as he appears and you know, the various activities he performs and the relationship, the various exchanges he has with the residents of Vrindavan. Describe the various exchanges. Gopis, the queens of Dwarka are requesting Rohini. Describe the various exchanges that went on. How did they serve Krishna? Was their service better than our service? This is what the queens of Dwarka wanted to find out. Was their service better than our service? So Rohini is describing these pastimes. And as these pastimes are being described, right, there was one request from Rohini that Krishna shouldn't hear this. Balram shouldn't hear these pastimes. So someone must guard the door. Right? So they requested Subhadra to guard the door. Subhadra was unhappy, but then they said, you can listen in, right, from outside. I'll try to speak somewhat loudly. You know, like this. So Subhadra's at the door, and the pastimes are being recited, right? And the loving exchanges that were there between the residents of Vrindavan and Krishna. And then Rohini is describing the separation. Separation that the gopis feel, the residents of Vrindavan felt as Krishna's leaving Vrindavan. Right? As if they've lost their lives. Right? Some of the gopis became unconscious, they fainted, you know, like this. They didn't know how to carry on with their lives, like this. So Rohini is describing all of these things. So Subhadra is hearing this, and then Balram comes, you know, Krishna comes, like this, and seeing Subhadra, like, what are you doing? So Subhadra said, no, this is girl's thing, this is woman's thing, you know, like that. But we want to hear. What is it? Balram and Krishna saying, we want to hear. So they also hear Rohini, as Rohini is speaking somewhat loudly, so Subhadra is not missing out. So Krishna and Balram also put their ear to the door and hear, right, Rohini. And as Krishna and Balram are hearing of the plight of the residents of Vrindavan, right, and Krishna's thinking, oh my God, these people, they gave everything. Krishna said, my God. Right? Oh my God, he said it. Right? He said it. Right? Even though he wasn't in the mood of a devotee at that time. He said it. They served me so nicely, and I just went away from them without even turning back. In fact, I told Akrura, drive the chariot faster. Take me away quickly from these people. You know, like this. So, hearing of the plight, right, of the gopis, of the gopas, of Mother Yashoda, of Nanda Maharaj, feeling such separation from Krishna as Krishna's leaving, not able to bear to live without Krishna. So then Krishna's mouth, right, his face becomes distorted. So he's described as Krishna's mouth gapes open. His eyes become very, very reddish, become wide and big, and his limbs start to shorten like this. And this is the form of Lord Jagannath. This is the form of Lord Jagannath. The plight, hearing of the plight of the residents of Vrindavan, right? Krishna's kind of really feeling bad, feeling very sorry, experiencing the separation of residents of Vrindavan. Right? He's feeling very, very sorry. Right? He's trying to understand their mood, you know, like that. And he's feeling, you know, what have I done? So he's feeling like that. Subhadra's also, you know, kind of hearing of this. She's also, you know, her form also becomes distorted. Her face also becomes distorted. And then while they're in this state, Narad Muni appears. And he makes a prayer unto the Lord that may this form be visible to the whole of the creation. This darshan should be available to everyone. This darshan should be available to everyone. So in this way, through the medium of King Indrajumna, this form of the Lord is eternal, becomes eternal. And it's available for everyone to take darshan like this. One time at Kurukshetra, while the Dwarkavasis made their way there, and also the Gopas and Gopis, Vrindavan, and then also people from other parts of India, they were observing the solar eclipse. So at that time, the Gopis, Gopas, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, they see Krishna after a long, long time. Right? And they see him, right, on his chariot and with his opulence and grandeur. They see him in this state. And they very much, the desire intensifies to be with Krishna. But then how can they be with Krishna, you know, in this situation? They want to take Krishna with them. They want to take him to Vrindavan, you know, like this. So in their hearts, they're pulling the chariot of Krishna, right, drawing him to Vrindavan, so they can again be absorbed in those pastimes that they had with Krishna when Krishna was very young, you know, like this. So this Gundicha Yatra, right, is a reenactment of that. That the devotees pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan. And Lord Jagannath also agrees, because he felt very bad. He feels very bad putting the devotees through such a condition. They gave everything to him. And what has he done? He's just been very cruel to them. So therefore, Lord Jagannath agrees. The Lord agrees, right, to allow the devotees to take him back to Vrindavan. Also, whilst doing that, Gundicha, the queen of Indrajumna, also had the desire that Lord Jagannath also come to her temple, you know, and spend some time there. So in this way, Lord Jagannath fulfills many purposes, right? Fulfills the desire of Gundicha, right, the queen of Indrajumna, and also the desire of devotees to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. Also, it is said that we should also, for the Rath Yatra festival, for the Lord, for us to take him back into our hearts, we should also prepare ourselves accordingly, you know, like that. We should make specific endeavors, right? So then we can take back the Lord within our heart, you know, like that. Make our heart cleansed, purified. That's why we have the cleansing of Gundicha temple, you know, like that. So similarly, we should purify our hearts, cleanse our hearts, so that in that way we can make appropriate arrangements for the Lord to enter into our hearts, into our minds, like this. So therefore, here Srila Prabhupada is saying that whereas others speak of the Rath Yatra festival, the residents of Orissa refer to it as Gundicha Yatra. Right? The devotees are interested in taking Krishna back to Vrindavan, back into their hearts. They have forgotten Krishna. Right? They have been separated from Krishna. So they're interested in reuniting with Krishna. Right? Not just getting the darshan of the Lord, that's not enough for the devotees. Right? Not just participating in the festival, but they're actually interested in taking the Lord back in their heart. They're interested in taking the Lord back to Vrindavan. Like that. Right? So this should be the purpose of participating in the festival. There is the external reasons, right? The mercy is still there. But really, right, we should endeavor to take the full mercy. Right? We should make arrangements to pull the Lord back into our heart. What will it take for us to pull the Lord back into our heart, into our mind. What adjustments we need to do. What cleansing process we need to go through. What purification of the heart is required to do that. So the devotees are interested in that. Devotees are very much interested in that. Okay. So, I'll read the verse again. At that time, at the time of departure, the Lord requested all the devotees, please come here every year to see the Rath Yatra festival of the Lord, Jagannath's journey to Gundicha temple. Right? So do this every year. Come here every year. Come and see Jagannath every day, every year. Participate in this festival. You know, like that. Right? Ignite your love of God. Yes? By participating in this festival in such a way. Right? Knowing what this signifies, what this festival signifies, knowing who Lord Jagannath is, like that. Okay. So, we have a few minutes left, and I wanted to speak about Purushottam Das Thakur. Okay. So, Purushottam Das Thakur and Sadashiva, his father, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're described as the 25th and 26th prominent devotees of Lord Nityananda, 25th and the 26th prominent devotees of Lord Nityananda. Specifically, Purushottam Das Thakur is described as the 10th Gopa, right? Gopa devotee of Lord Krishna. Sometimes he's referred to as Stoka Krishna in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, like this. So, all four generations, Kamsri Sen, Sadashiva, Purushottam Das Thakur and his son Kanu Thakur, is described that they're all eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Specifically, Sadashiva, is described as Ratnavali. And Purushottam Das Thakur, from the birth, from his very appearance, he described he was absorbed in serving Lord Nityananda Prabhu and engaged in the pastimes of Lord Krishna from very birth. Right? In his heart, he would be always in the service of Lord Krishna and Lord Nityananda. There was no one else, nothing else. That. And it is said that Lord Nityananda Prabhu always resided in the heart of Purushottam Das Thakur. And therefore, Purushottam Das Thakur was always intoxicated, always in the mood of intoxication, right? Always intoxicated in love of God. One time, it is described that he ate snake poison, but there was no effect. But he carried on with his singing and dancing, right, and his devotional service. All the personalities, all the devotees around him were astonished. But at the same time, they knew, right, that this is the same for all the associates of Lord Nityananda, right? They all have their eccentricities about them, right, like that. So also, Purushottam Das Thakur, right, was absorbed, intoxicated in love of Godhead, that he didn't. There was no effect of poison on him. At the age of 7, one of his disciples, Devaki Nandan Das, describes that at the age of 7, he performed dancing. And this dancing enchanted the whole world. Out of compassion, he danced in such a way that it enchanted the whole world. Purushottam Das Thakur had 3 disciples. One was Devaki Nandan Das. One was Madhavananda. Other was Yadavananda. Like that. Madhavananda married the daughter of Lord Nityananda, Ganga. Devaki Nandan, he produced a book which glorifies Vaishnavas. You know, like that. And then also, Purushottam Das Thakur had a son, Kanu, right, from his wife, Janva. soon as Kanu was born, Janva died. So then it is said that Lord Nityananda immediately came from his home and came to the home of Purushottam Das Thakur and took charge of Kanu, actually adopted Kanu. So Kanu grew up with Lord Nityananda and also Lord Nityananda's wife, Janva, like this. So in this way, all personalities, right, the whole family of Purushottam Das Thakur were eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like this. So he was a great, Purushottam Das Thakur was an amazing personality, very powerful personality, intoxicated in love of God, absorbed in serving the Lord and absorbed in the pastimes of the Lord as Stoka Krishna, like that. So simultaneously he'll be absorbed in two pastimes, like this. On one hand, Lord Nityananda, always serving Lord Nityananda, right? Absorbed in serving Lord Nityananda. On the other hand, serving Lord Krishna, right? In the eternal Vrindavan, like this. Srila Purushottam Das Thakur ki. Are there any questions, comments?